Congress is once again debating immigration reform, but across the country, the continuing rise in the number of undocumented workers is prompting a number of states and local communities to take the matter into their own hands. Now, a county near Boise, Idaho, has come up with an unusual approach. It wants to sue businesses that employ illegal workers. Robert Vasquez is a Republican commissioner in Canyon County, Idaho, and he joins me from Caldwell. Welcome.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Can I ask you first, as you see it, why do undocumented workers in Canyon County pose a problem?
Well, first of all, they're illegal aliens. They are not undocumented workers. They are individuals that have crossed the borders of the United States without authorization. Secondly, they are impacting the labor wage in my county and certainly providing a number of other issues that we have to deal with, either from law enforcement or from social services.
So now you want to sue businesses that hire illegal workers. Where'd you get the idea for this?
Well, I have been trying various ways to deal with the invasion of illegal aliens into the United States and certainly into my county. I've attempted to bill Mexico. I have attempted to change indigent welfare law. I have continually been criticized for just going after the poor, hard-working Mexican who only wants to do the jobs no one else will, and that I was never seeking to attack the root of the problem, the employers. Well, here you go.
Do you think there's people waiting to take these jobs if businesses
well,
would...
Absolutely. I think the part of that statement that is never finished is this. These illegal aliens are doing the labor that nobody else wants to do at what we're willing to pay.
So businesses just need to pay more.
Well, they need to certainly pay a fair wage.
Now, I've read this isn't going down well with some businesses for obvious reasons there, including some potato growers, Potato Growers Association. You don't worry that such a crackdown would hurt the local economy, which by some accounts would depend a great deal on these illegal workers?
No, I believe that that's a false argument presented on the part of those that are exploiting the illegal aliens. I don't care what impact it has. The law is the law.
Robert Vasquez is a commissioner in Canyon County, Idaho. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it, Jennifer.
The attorney Canyon County has hired is Howard Foster of Johnson & Bell in Chicago, and he joins me now. Hi, Mr. Foster.
Hi.
So Canyon County asked you to look into whether suing employers there would be legally viable. Under what law would such a suit be filed?
Well, it could be brought under the RICO statute.
That's the Racketeering and Influence...
and Corrupt Organizations Act. And Congress broadened that act 10 years ago to make the hiring of illegal immigrants a predicate offense.
Which means
that... the government and private citizens can sue parties that hire a large number of illegal immigrants, theoretically, if they meet the other requirements.
So the racketeering is supposed to mean that there's a conspiracy here to knowingly hire a bunch of illegal immigrants.
Right.
How do you prove something like that in a court of law?
You prove it by talking to people who work at those plants and gathering evidence that the company has a scheme to hire a lot of illegal workers.
So do you have that yet? I mean, do you know if you will file suit?
We do have that about a couple of employers in Canyon County.
Have you gone there yet?
I have not gone there yet. I have talked to people on the phone, and I'm going out there to personally talk to the witnesses who are making these allegations in a few weeks.
Howard Foster is an attorney with Johnson & Bell in Chicago. He was recently hired by Canyon County, Idaho, to look into filing suit against companies there that employ undocumented workers. Mr. Foster, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
We turn now to attorney Laura Reif. She's co-chair of the Essential Worker Immigration Coalition. The group represents business and trade associations whose members rely on the labor that undocumented workers provide. Welcome.
Nice to be here.
Your organization is calling for immigration reforms for essential workers. Can you define that?
Essential workers are workers that are necessary for our economic growth in this country, and they're needed for primarily service industries. And essentially, there are no visa types for these workers to come into the United States. So that's why we call them essential. They're here already. They're working in our industries, and we don't have a law that allows them to do this legally.
So what are you proposing?
Well, we have come up with several different proposals, but we're kind of looking to Congress to work with us and with President Bush on his principles and with other organizations to come up with a workable new visa structure that allows essential workers to enter the country legally and to deal with the mass of individuals that are now here working in our industries in some kind of undocumented status.
We've just heard from a county commissioner in Idaho who is concerned that the large number of undocumented workers in his county are a drain on public resources, welfare and health insurance and other public payments. Are there businesses in your coalition who would say, we will pay these workers' health expenses?
When you hear from the Idaho commissioner that illegals are coming in and deluging the system and taking, you know, benefits that were meant for U.S. workers, I think that may be exaggerated because a lot of the employers are doing what they're supposed to, what they normally do for any worker, any U.S. worker in the situation. And there may be situations where you've got unscrupulous employers if there was a mechanism to legalize people and make them give them a method to come in legally, they would fall in and go to the good employers who pay health care and have other benefits. And they wouldn't be afraid to go in for workers' compensation, which employers pay for.
So the businesses in your coalition would be for higher wages, more benefits?
It's not, we don't believe it's a wage issue, because if you look at some of the jobs that are going begging, like certified nurses assistants and LPNs and roofers, the wages are very, very high. And you advertise day in, day out, and you cannot find U.S. workers. But what I'm saying is that if you do have some unscrupulous employers, and there are some coyotes, that term is somebody who brings them in across the border. And
Smugglers.
And some businesses that may be taking advantage of some of these workers. If the workers had an option, then they wouldn't go with those unscrupulous employers. They would come and work legitimately for businesses that do pay benefits.
Laura Reif is an attorney with Greenberg and Traurig. She co-chairs the Essential Worker Immigration Coalition in Washington, D.C. Thank you.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.